Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Last time on the World of Vala Ties That Bind, our party enters the Great Barrier Forest to complete the second half of the Arcanum auditions. Off to a rough start, Xiomaris, Ivan, and Vera head into the forest in order to find Xiomaris, a spirit companion, and gain admittance to the Arcanum. Just as they begin making headway, they are forced to confront their first challenge, a sniper attack by Master of Divination, Morrigan. Barely making it through the challenge, will our party continue to survive in the Great Barrier Forest, or will they fall? Perhaps not willingly, but pain can make a man do things he wouldn't willingly do. Anna Bishop. Chapter 2. Into the Fire. It's 10:30 p.m. It's dark.
It's dark.
My time, baby.
I could also see me and Zirmar share a high five.
I don't know. Blind.
You don't understand.
No. Oh.
This is my wheelhouse.
So also, as you're going for the high five, Alexandra and also Mia just also throw in their hands.
That's cute. Can they see?
Yeah.
Can Varys? Can like
Mia see?
Mia see in the dark?
Yeah.
What about? But I can't see in the dark.
Alexandra?
It'd be so funny. Vera, let's high five, and then Vera misses.
Did I get it? Like a nerd character.
And then this isn't like city darkness, y'all. This is like technology is over.
The
my clothes are glowing.
Yes, your clothes are glowing.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Oh, that actually would help Vera.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Rokandian fashion has built Magitek within its very clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So they all glow a neon color.
Nice.
That's actually really sweet.
I got purple.
Nice.
Okay, so we're awake, we're situated. Mm-hmm. Vera, if you can, please make those runes, and then I guess from there we just decide what to do from here, where to move.
Cool,
we still need to get a spirit for Xiomaris.
I'm gonna roll to perceive again, just to see if anything's changed about our environment.
I'll do the same.
I'm gonna roll to make those runes, and guess what? I have an advantage to perception checks in darkness. Mother trucker.
Yeah, I rolled an 8. I can't help you.
It's really funny.
If my proficiency bonus is, like, if my skill bonus is 0, doubling it is still just 0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I got a natural 20.
Oh.
Okay. Nothing changed.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And now we're sure.
So in total, you've made 6 healing runes. Do you give just 2 out to everyone?
Yeah.
Haha. Trick question. Xiomaris doesn't have a way to activate it.
So 3 per person. Minus Xiomaris.
Screw me, I guess.
I'm so sorry, Xiomaris.
Someone would just have to activate it
for them.
Oh, okay.
In that case.
So just hold. Would you just hold on to them?
Yeah. So you hold on to 3. I'll hold on to 3. That way, we can equally help out Xiomaris in a pinch.
Boom.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So
where are you guys going next? You guys still need to get Xiomaris the spirit.
We do.
1 to the west, 10 to the southwest, 20 to the south.
The curiosity in me wants to check out the, if you look on the map, the A in the top left corner to see what that is.
Alright. I kind of want to go through as many runes just because we don't know what's in each one.
So you want to go through one first?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Just because we're on a spirit watch.
That's fair.
Yeah, spirit watch.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Can I borrow your pen real quick? I just want to make a note that I currently have 3 healing runes in my inventory.
Ooh, I have none.
I'm sorry.
But it's dark.
R.I.P.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, so we will head to room 1 next.
Okay, room 1. As you enter this room, the scent of smoke fills the southwest corner of the room, and a rusted axe lies on the east side of this clearing.
So basically, the smoke is coming from the top side? Because it's always relative to us, right?
Oh,
because you said southwest. Oh, so I guess that would be the entrance to 10.
Yes, it would be the entrance to 10.
Okay. And then on the east side, so basically where we are at, essentially, that's where the axe? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we roll a perception to see what's around? Or did you finish the description? I'm sorry.
That was it for that one.
Then yeah, let's roll to perceive what's in the immediate area to see if there's any spirits as well.
13.
8.
3 plus.
You see like
5
spirits, but they're like trees.
And, like, oh. Dope. Can I investigate the axe?
Yeah, of course.
Nat 20.
Sweet. On closer inspection, it looks like it's fake rust attached to this axe.
Who would go through the trouble? Can I roll an arcana to see if we sense anything magical? Oh, hey y'all.
Hi.
This rusted axe is not all that old. This rust is fake.
Okay. That's suspicious.
Can I roll to check, like, arcana? It's coming up ZMRs! I got 17.
It's dark. No, sorry. You feel an immense magical power come from the axe.
Hmm. Does it seem like a good idea to touch it?
Roll an insight.
Nat 20.
Dang.
Those ones. You think it's a great idea. Like, you don't see any traps on it, you don't sense anything.
Hey, y'all, just to let you know, I'm going to grab this axe.
Grab it.
It's got immense magical power.
That does sound like a great idea.
Sounds like and a spectacular
idea. Just grab this.
You just had a long rest, you know?
I'm never going to die.
You grab the axe, and then as you bite into it, as you grab it, you see from the hilt what seems to be a mouth come out of it and rip your arm. Roll the Constitution.
Dang.
Ouch.
Okay, so we're just allowed to lie. So we're just allowed to lie to people, I guess. 16. So we're just allowed to tell
so
lies.
You don't feel any pain from it.
Wow. It nibbles on you.
But
you know, like when you feel a dog bite on you, but the dog's not like putting any pain
yeah,
on you. But
yeah.
Like your hand's in that dog's mouth. Mm.
I don't know that actually.
You feel
I
the teeth.
I don't know that experience.
Well, with dogs, sometimes you can like mess a dog and they're just like.
But,
You feel the teeth, but you're not in pain.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's soft.
It's just not open.
No.
You feel a sense from it where it tells you to conjure up a weapon in your hand, in your head.
Oh.
First weapon that comes to mind.
Gun?
What kind of gun?
Mid-range, farther than my revolver, but shorter than my sniper. I don't know guns, dude.
Maybe a shotgun?
Is that a shotgun? I don't know.
Some wielding pistols?
I need something a little more, not automatic.
A revolver.
No,
I have a revolver.
Yeah, the revolver's definitely like, not a machine
laser gun.
A pew-pew gun.
No, stop it. You didn't tell me I would have had to know what guns are.
So. Gun.
Range. Gun. Google. No!
It's funny. I would just take a shotgun.
What? But shotguns are notorious for being slow, aren't they?
They are. They're very slow.
I don't want to be slow. Very powerful, my whole thing though. Is that I'm fast. It says a mid-range rifle.
Very disappointed. You can I can
RRC.
Catch you.
Can you create one?
Can you just say a hunting rifle?
Yeah. Is that mid range?
Yeah.
Is it slow?
It's one shot at a time typically.
Can't you also say
that what I'm already doing?
No, that's a sniper rifle.
Can't you imagine a shotgun that loads very quickly and shoots very quickly?
Boom. I don't think I can just make up shit.
No.
I don't think I'm allowed.
Think of a weapon.
What about a stub nose shotgun?
I don't know what that is.
But I don't know any guns.
What's that?
I'm either way.
is cool.
That does look cool.
Can you see from there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
On the side, yeah.
Sure. I trust you. Look at me. Look at me. I just had to Google guns.
It's essentially the gun that, the Nerf gun we have downstairs. That's so
slow. Beggars can't be choosers. I can't come up with a better gun. I said rifle, mid-range rifle, because that's what Google told me to do. Is a mid-range rifle? How cool does a mid-range rifle? You know what? I'm a cowboy. Whatever. We'll go shotgun. I don't give a.
You seem to get a. As it bites into you, think of a mid-range gun. You get a. What feels like metal gripping your hand as the axe transforms from a crystalline axe into a. In our world, it'll be considered a shotgun style gun. But it is mid-range. You can shoot anywhere from 10 to around 20 feet with it. 20, 25 feet. You can also add attachments to it. You can change some stuff about it. But you can see that it can hold about 3 slugs until it has to be reloaded.
Dope. Oh, sorry, cowboy. Dope.
And then as it bites into you, it offers up contracts?
Oh.
Oh.
It doesn't say that, but it's like
contracts? Do you want this? You get this contract.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Ooh, this does look dope. Oh, I really appreciate this. Got this weird void egg I gotta save a contract for, and I was kind of looking for something a little bit more versatile. You look super dope, though. Anyone would be so... Oh, wait, I should probably say this in character. I'm so sorry. Asia's trying to let the thing down easy.
Let the thing down easy?
I was kind of... This is... Don't get me wrong. This work is beautiful. This is truly an amazing shotgun. I love this. But, unfortunately, I was looking for something a little bit more versatile, and maybe one of my companions would be interested instead, but I am going to have to say no, but I am definitely going to keep you in mind for the future. When?
And then when you decline it, it goes silent. It's still in the shape of the gun.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry.
Want to roll an insight for everybody?
I removed my hand. I want you to know I removed my hand before I said no. That's funny.
Dang.
I'm not even making this up.
You get the feeling that you pretty much had one shot to grab it and then turn it into a, like, companion. And you got the feeling that someone, like, 100 years ago turned this into an axe from a previous form it was. And it's stayed that form for like 100 or so years. So you can take the shotgun. It'll function the same. It just...
It's not going to be bonded to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Then can I just take it?
Yeah, just take it.
Sure. All right, cool. Sorry, we're not bonded. I will still speak to you as if, but we're buddies now. I appreciate that.
Let's go. Something more serious.
Or are you just talking to that item?
Did the spirit leave it?
Essentially.
Oh.
For a bit, yeah.
For a bit? Oh, well, I guess.
Mm.
I feel bad.
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Asia feels bad.
So.
Because I'm going to branch out my options. I can't go to prom with you. I don't know my options, so.
I don't feel bad.
I got this cool shotgun, but.
At what cost?
At what cost, man? All right, let's... got this dope... Zeomaris is pumped about the shotgun. Asia is sad about the spirit. Zeomaris feels a fleeting sense of loss before moving
It's like
on.
A metal crystalline color.
Ah, oh, that's dope. Oh, finally, yes. Okay, let's go.
Pour one out for the homies.
It's the gun now.
It's a gun now?
I think it used to be a spirit, but I think I made things a little awkward and it left, but it left the gun, so I'm just going to take it. Hopefully that's all right.
So now Ivan's kind of like, is kind of confused. Like, we're looking for a spirit for you and you didn't take a free spirit?
You just making contracts with any old spirit out here?
I mean,
I'm sorry I didn't come in with a horse or a wolf, but
Shade. Yeah, it's easy for you to get a contract with whatever floozies around, but I'm different.
I don't mean to sound disrespectful.
No, I was just...
I had an idea in mind, and I was hoping to go with that.
I was just
not
making
the
sure.
Conscious one, but we'll keep going.
We'll trust your judgment, of course, Zero Minus. You're our friend. I just wanted to make sure that this is okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Let's move.
Where are you heading to next?
I would like to...
Okay, move it on.
So we're looking for a spirit for you, and you said no to a spirit. Okay. We're just risking our lives, but whatever.
So the fire is coming from the south exit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Before we move, can I roll to perceive, what kind of fire? If it's a normal fire, Or, what's going on with this fire? Can I...
Sure.
We're all perceiving out here. Thank God for advantage. Ten. I got a 2. Making that a 3.
I got a...
I have 12.
I got 12.
What you see is that it feels... You get the feeling that it's not a natural fire. As if that it was started by someone or something.
Okay. I mean, it's the only other exit other than 6, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Wait.
Yes.
So, about me. I really want a mech. I want to build a mech. I'm taking that fire. And bonding.
You're not in the room yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were, in the room and we were like, oh, yeah. It's a natural fire.
Oh, so.
I thought he was, looking towards it.
Oh.
Because it's so you're saying it's basically like in 10, mm-hmm. the fire. Oh, okay, I see. Then yeah, let's move towards 10 then.
Yeah.
We'll get you a fire spirit.
We're getting a fire spirit. Let's see how well this works. Actually, this might work terribly. And we'll get your healing rune ready. I don't know how smoke.
So as you guys enter the room. You see that instead of trees lining the borders, it is a wall with runes engraved on it. Mm-hmm. And as you guys walk through the room, it's like you guys enter into an area protected by these runes.
Okay. Oops.
As you see a creature in the center of the room, you find a unique creature. You don't know what the name of it is.
Okay.
But it has lion-like features and a kind of coloration that makes it look like a living fire. Mm. It has a grand mane, large fangs, and a pair of horns that curve back. Its body is covered with, a cat-like fur. Mm-hmm. And that's all you get. And it's also ginormous.
Okay.
What's it doing?
It's reclining regally, like a lion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It is awake.
Yeah. Does it notice us enter the room?
It does.
Okay. Okay. Can we or should we roll a perception to see if it's going to be friendly? Maybe.
I'm gonna roll an insight.
Yeah.
Just cause. I don't know, that description was almost 100% giant cat, and then, it has horns?
Right.
And in a world where cats are just people, I don't want to just start beating up a person if I haven't seen this monster before.
For perception, I got a 18.
I have 19 total.
So.
I'm doing an insight. I got like a 10.
Insight? Perceptions?
Perceptions, yeah.
So, with your perceptions, are you guys going to communicate with it?
Yeah.
Zimmer,
so, what you guys get is that it looks like a giant lion with a ton of dragon features.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, basically, it doesn't appear to be any other beast that we've encountered so far. Mm-hmm. It's very different. Okay.
You... Based off your insight, you know a little general history of the world. You know dragons, and every cat that exists is just a moogie. And you know dragons and moogies hate each other.
Oh, you're right.
How do these two come together?
I
don't trust like this.
Love finds a way.
I don't know. I say we mosey on to the next room.
So best case scenario,
I don't think
love.
We need to disturb this.
Well, I'll get fired in another way. It's fair.
Do you think you'd want to try? Because it looks, from like I guess from Ivan's discretion, the way he sees it, this creature is unlike any other creatures before, and it's like it seems to be locked up in this room, this ruined room for whatever reason.
Peace out on this. Yeah. I wanted a more elemental spirit that's more not abstract.
What's wrong, little druids?
I see.
Okay.
I see.
Its mouth isn't moving, but like you can hear this voice reverberate through your very mind.
Ivan's startled, but he's like, I guess he says a lot like, oh, it can speak?
Moving.
Hello?
You really are a young spirit. Yeah. All spirits can speak.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry for disturbing you. We were just heading out.
We were just going on through. We didn't mean to disturb you.
Have a delightful evening.
I'm gonna roll to...
And then we're gonna start walking towards that west exit. We're at the ready, but we're walking.
It gets up. Okay. And you see its size. It's taking up pretty much four of the squares. It's four squares wide. It's 25 feet.
Wow. Like just, okay.
It takes up 25 feet every time, wherever it's standing.
All right.
And it's a good 10 to 15 feet.
You're a big fella, aren't you?
Sorry. 25 to 30 feet tall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we got bigger.
Can I look at analyze the runes to see if I can decipher anything?
Yeah, sure.
You know what? Let's look at these runes. They are looking awful interesting.
I'll do the same.
Okay.
Would that be insight or
rune?
Rune.
So I got a 17.
Oh, plus 10,
I have 11.
I got a 9.
So the only person who knows what happened is Zimaris.
Okay.
Essentially, one rune. Is a rune that you can only read as Dragonbane. And the other ones are just like containment runes. Mm.
So we definitely want to, it seems like it's maybe almost imprisoned here. We could probably try to walk and talk our way out and avoid fighting.
I'm gonna go with that.
Ziomar shares this information, but I agree on the walking and talking our way out part.
Can I ask this creature what it's doing here, if it has a name?
But I'm
being very polite about it, of course.
I want to ask it questions. It looks really cool.
Looks so cool.
Can I ask it questions? Or...
I guess ask a question.
Okay.
Hey. You're really cool looking.
Do you have a name?
Do you have a name?
I've gone by many names in my past.
What would you prefer being called?
Satan.
That That's a very cool name.
Sitan? Ah. Nice.
Is it possible for you to tell us what you're doing here?
You've stumbled into a cage, and you ask the prisoner what's they're doing here.
I see. I apologize.
So we're stuck in here?
Yes.
Not me.
That stinks. We're gonna have somewhere to be.
Do you want to be let out?
That is not a. So you got stuck in the quiet dragon class? These are reckless decisions, actually.
No, that's fair.
That stinks.
I'm just trying to make conversation as we inch towards the exit.
Per line of dialogue, how far are we moving here? How much longer before you have to make awkward, almost patronizing conversation?
You're at the barrier.
All right.
So like the very far left wall now?
Yeah.
How,
if you guys were to take an extra 5 feet, you guys would get out.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, or at least you think you will.
Then let's try to distract it by asking a very like...
What, you got a riddle?
No. a question to entertain it as we kind of like back out.
What walks on 4 feet?
Do you guys have any ideas?
How many druids have come through here so far?
Most druids know to avoid this place.
I see.
So there's no sign or anything put up. That's our bad for disturbing. We're just gonna head.
Yeah, so
get out of your main.
So sorry for disturbing you. You can go back to.
Can I get a read on this guy? Can I get like a intent? What's going on? I'm trying to be affable, but it doesn't know. I don't know if it's working.
What are your names?
My name's Ivan.
And then, like,
damn it, Ivan! You don't tell things your name. What was the first thing I told you about being like, in the city?
As it stands up to its full height, you see that it kind of has to crouch because its wings kind of struck this invisible air and like burns it. As it like has to roll its wings back in. As in two steps, it is about 10 feet away from
you. You see, I'm just trying to be polite and nice. Be civil.
Ivan.
Okay.
Why would you tell people your name? Stop telling people your name, babe.
I grew up polite.
I was raised right.
What is everyone else's name?
I just have a question for you. Another one, if you. How long have you been here? If you recall.
Decades. My home is quite lonely without me.
Where is this home?
Kira's Mountain.
Oh, fascinating mountain. Would you be able to point us the way? It's under my understanding that this is a place that's got a lot of twists and turns, and it really sounds quite lovely.
If you release me, I will take you myself.
You see, we're really low level. We're in training. I'm trying to get to the school. I don't know if I can do that. I'm not sure how to do that.
There are a lot of runes, and I just don't think that'd be a very good idea. So, no.
Hey, how about you tell us how to get out of here? We'll come back for help.
We will figure it out ourselves. Hope to see you again when we are self-sustained.
If someone were to bond, I could take you there myself.
Maybe another day. Goodbye. Good evening. We're leaving. Let's end Ziomaris.
Roll dexterity, Ziomaris. All of you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what we get for not being... Oh my god!
So I can get.
Oh my god!
So I can regrow limbs.
See? I got a 6. The thing is, I have like a plus. I think I actually have a plus to dexterity this time. I'm annoyed.
Right, okay. I have 20, but it's not a nat 20.
Okay. I'm actively annoyed.
Nothing to help me. Hi, I have a 6. Beat that.
Okay, 18 plus.
Okay.
20.
He's gonna get stomped.
Y'all, I might be able to get us out here, but I need some magic.
If they take their paw, slam it in front of the exit.
All right. Ooh. Someone, give me exactly how far away, like, what's the width of the paw between here and the exit?
It's a good few feet thick.
Good. Exactly how many feet?
Let's say 5 feet.
Perfect. I need, exactly 5 mana right now.
And, okay. I haven't found it yet. I got these healing rooms. I just want to see what to bring to the table.
I have 36 with me and my horse.
Okay, well, you could take that then.
Okay.
I'm not running low.
Do I have to roll for that? To share mana or? Okay.
Roll an arcana. 19.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so Zeomaris is going to use their Void Brand, and it lets them warp space and basically move through objects. Wait. Never mind. Ooh, it's very specific. It's very specific.
Oh, so objects and not people?
It said non-magical, and it was very specific. Ooh.
Okay, so I guess
we go through the ground under it.
So smart. We do that instead. It's not magical. Ooh. Goodbye. Goodbye. Let's go. Let's move. Let's go. Let's go. Let us leave.
Okay.
Can I bring them with me? I brought the car with me. I assume I can bring them with me. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we leave.
So now
roll Arcana to activate it.
16.
Okay, yeah, you do it.
Nice. So are we in 12 now?
Technically it would be more, but we're taking that and going. And we're in room 12 now.
Okay. As you guys look into the barrier, you see it's still looking at you guys.
Oh, well, this is awkward.
Let's go. Let's not engage with
and
that.
It seems like it's roaring and raging, but you can't hear it.
Oh,
we are going. We are not.
It feels kind of bad for it.
I do also not feel engage. Bad for it. But okay.
I am so thankful Void Beast can't talk.
Let's go. Oh, that was a Void Beast.
Can I make a face at it and be like,
that wasn't a Void Beast.
Yeah, I'm thankful they can't talk.
No. Can I make a face and be like, hey, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Roll a performance before it can get that you're saying sorry. Okay.
Please, Dice. I don't need a vendetta body on two with this monster. Okay.
Mm. Can I do the same thing? Because I also feel bad, and I've been trying to be...
I got 6.
Does it go through?
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind.
So it thinks that you guys are like it's like best friends. Or like you guys are kind of like releasing.
No, that's not what I meant.
All right, let's. What's room 12 look like?
I'm so sad.
I'm showing you sympathy. I'm showing you compassion.
Okay, there's some stuff in room 12.
Ooh. Some stuff that will kill us or stuff that's nice?
Both.
It's annoying, actually.
Oh.
There's a bunch of mosquitoes. I'm gonna bond with the
There
coin.
Is a pile of coins in the center of the room.
Mm.
Okay. Is that it? Is that...
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Okay.
Can I observe these coins? I don't trust these.
Okay, can I see if there's anything wrong with these coins outright or see if there's anything else around these coins? Anything that looks like a trap, maybe.
Ooh, can I see. Can I also see that?
Sorry, when I say coins, I mean like, you know, like in video games, there's just like, there's a giant loot thing here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a ton of loot.
Sweet.
Okay. Oh, so.
Like, the thing is, I'm not showing you all of it.
Dang.
All that's loot.
Oh.
So, I guess.
It's not like dangerous. Or can we...
Let's check it.
That was close. Let's check it. Okay. I don't trust... Look at Derek's eyes. You got a clip when you asked that.
Oh, God, not 20.
Is it... And it's perception or investigation?
Well, I guess it would be an investigation.
All right. I got a unnatural 20.
I got a 5.
Oh, we got you.
You guys don't see anything wrong with it. Like, it's like it just seems like there's like random loot in the sensor.
All right, let's I guess go through it. Let's we tell you this.
Yeah.
Let's take it.
The riches.
The riches.
Remember, you guys have to carry it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
We could divvy up the stuff and then
get
just
the most interesting stuff. What's there?
Well,
is there any money?
We'll talk.
Money, so there are about 10 gold coins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is that? 10 gold coins.
A cloth vest trimmed with fox fur.
Cloth vest?
Yeah.
Fur trim?
Mm-hmm.
A fine steel ring engraved with draconic runes.
Ooh.
Sorry, we're engraved with runes.
A fine steel ring. Can I read what the runes are? Or do you want to go through the list first?
I'm going through the list first. A petrified head.
Okay.
With diamonds in the eyes.
Okay.
Wow. Some Indiana Jones kind of stuff right here.
It's a sable eye, but just the head.
That's not a great visual.
A rosewood cup engraved with arcane runes. A steel ring with a black pearl in the center. And a wooden shield inlaid with ornate silver rune work.
With silver rune work, you said?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Nice. Okay, nice.
I want to read these runes.
Do we want to read it now, or do we just want to divvy up and then just keep going?
I want to know what the rune says before I just carry it with me. Okay. It's like a tracking rune, or like a, yeah, you took my pirate's curse runes.
No, that's
I don't need it.
Let's look at all these runes.
Okay. That's.
How much do you, who gets the most plus to runes?
I got plus two to runes.
Would it be runes or arcana? Just runes, yeah.
Plus four because of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I only get a plus one from wisdom.
I'm just.
Plus arcana?
It's plus runes.
Okay. Well, I get a plus four.
All right. I'll roll the help. That's
like a guarantee. I'll also roll a help.
Well.
We match.
Nice.
I rolled a four.
I got an eight.
Did you also roll a four?
Yeah.
You also rolled a four.
Wow, all three of us rolled a four.
That's I don't think so everyone funny. Gets the same thing. You should get a plus. It's automatic 20.
Nine.
All
right.
Yeah, the eight, babe.
Honestly,
eight.
Let's go through these item by item.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The first one.
We didn't say. Let's. What's the first one?
You're right. Let's redo the roll because you guys didn't determine
which
one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no.
So let's start with, like, the first runic item was, like, that steel.
I will say you wasted an hour.
Dang.
Doing all this?
Doing the first part.
Alright.
Oh, okay.
I want
to go through. I want to see the steel ring.
Fine steel ring.
Yep. Fine steel ring. Oh, I got a 16.
I have no help. I rolled like 2.
I got a
19. Nice.
I have a question. Would it be more helpful for all of us to roll our own rolls rather than helping?
Sometimes, I think.
I feel like because it's four beings rolling with the spirit companions, I just feel like it's a better shot
at deciphering
to help,
yeah,
rather than individual.
Yeah. But so mm-hmm. whoever gets the highest, and then we help them, or
no,
we can't. We just gotta help you.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a guaranteed four.
So 16,
and so
19,
12 plus 2 plus 2 plus 4.
That seems to be enough.
So 8
20. I rolled a 2.
Okay.
Total 24, etc. 24.
So. And which one was this one?
Steel the steel ring.
Steel ring. The steel ring. Which one did this? What gem did the steel ring have?
Fine steel ring, engraved with runes.
So those runes on it, mm-hmm. They seem to be clawed in.
Mm-hmm.
Something very large and very heavy, but like very precise movements. Some might say precise movements like a cat.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
You aren't aware of what all the runes say. Because some runes, and within, whenever you learn runes, you learn essentially a full, what you can say, think of as a sentence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, so it becomes shorthand rather than like building components for it. It's like, it's right here.
Yeah.
A lot of this runes on the ring is just built up of other runes that you don't know what they say.
Okay.
But what you get is that there is a binding rune. So that it binds all of the runes to something specific. You scored high enough to know that something specific is a being of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Is this information like related to everybody?
Yeah, if she,
yeah, yeah, okay, okay, okay.
And so, if you guys would like to roll an insight to know what that means specifically,
I want
yes.
To roll an insight.
I got a 5.
I have an 8 in total.
I got a 15.
I'm going to have the spirit companions help. Nothing. Nothing. Okay. You guys get the feeling that if you were to put on the string, it would attach you to something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Ivan like says out loud, like, I think this may or may not be related to the cat dragon being that we just... saw. This might be just
in a room over. It's fair.
It's just their stuff that we are.
You know what?
You're right.
How big is this cloak? How big is the vest? I'm sorry. How big is this fox fur trim vest?
It's not that big.
Gargantuan. All right. Next.
The sword.
Petrified head.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Are we doing runes?
Yeah, we're
I
want to
do
runes.
The runes first.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosewood cup with arcane runes.
Where's my... Oh, I'm stupid.
19.
Got a 16 plus 20.
Sorry, also plus 4, a 16.
You don't know... Once again, it's a rune that has a lot of other things on it. But one thing that you get is that it refills something.
Huh. Ooh. Okay.
That's useful. That is useful. Refills something.
Yeah. What's next? The sword?
The
shield?
Oh,
no, wait.
Is there a sword?
No. There's no runes on the steel ring with a black pearl, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Wooden shield. Huh?
That black pearl would grab your attention.
It would grab my attention?
Mm-hmm.
This black pearl grabs my attention.
Why do you say that, Ziomaris?
It's fun. We're doing the
room. You want to investigate it?
I'll investigate it.
And I keep what? This.
I'm keeping that. It's a 17. I'm not talking about today.
Do I get a plus to investigation?
Investigation. Intelligence.
I got a 2. I need not help.
I have unnatural 20 then with investigation.
None of the companions
have. Curse of the Black Pearl.
Got a 10.
Ooh.
There are rumors.
Yeah, it's 12, because I just learned. Got 17. Oh, it's a second roll.
No, no, that's...
With the roll?
That's with Josmar.
There are rumors. There are rumors within the Badlands of a monster called a Nephilim. They're rampaging monsters that have whose thirst for destruction can't be quenched. Oftentimes when they're defeated, a dark stone is dropped. This dark stone is beautiful to look at, and it simply draws people's eyes. That's it.
I don't know about you guys. This sounds like something we could sell later.
I don't think we should sell this one. Not just yet. Yeah, I'd rather hold on to this. Get too many. I don't know how many artifacts from Rokander are from here.
That's fair. Feeling homesick?
No.
That's fair. That's valid.
What's the next runic item?
Oh yeah. I think it's after that. It's gonna be the wood shield with the silver rune work.
Yeah. So we're helping Sam again for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get a nat 20. All right, 15, whatever.
19.
18.
20.
Nat 20?
Yeah.
Rolling to help?
Yeah.
So that's a plus 4.
So 20. So 23.
Plus 2. Another plus 4.
27.
18.
29.
Okay. Your eyes glaze over as you look at it.
Okay. Wow.
And it says if you feel a portion of the world looking through your eyes as you glance at this shield. And to you, all the runes look very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So here are a list of runic components that you have.
Mm-hmm. I need to rewrite these notes. These notes are not great.
Fine.
Sorry.
No, you're good. This is very fun so far.
Scribbles.
I love finding loot.
Is it cheating to use the book? Tell me. Tell me now.
No, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, so I can use our handbook.
Yeah. The Void Beast thing that I sent you?
Player's handbook.
Yeah, you can use it.
Mm-mm-mm. Void Beast within the handbook. I'm looking at the Void Beast. I grew up killing them.
You get one. You get the. You see that it has an enduring rune on it. If it's placed on armor or clothing, the wearer of the armor or clothing is protected and suffers no harm for being in a hot or cold environment. It can exist comfortably in conditions between -50 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit without having to make constitution saves. The rune, while it is only able to impact one piece of armor or clothing at a time, extends its elemental protection to all equipment that the wearer has in their possession.
Nice.
And you get something called the Rune of the Demon. The Rune of the Demon, it has to be written on a body. Why it's a part of this rune, you're not sure. Because it's on a shield. When activated, veins become apparent on your body. You get +1 to all rolls and a bonus 1d8 force damage to unarmed strikes. +10 to all forms of movement, bordering, swimming, and climbing included. But you gain 1 level of exhaustion.
Oh.
Hmm.
You get the tier 4 component shield. This rune component causes a barrier to form along the perimeter of the rune, protecting anything inside. The barrier's durability is equal to the armor class of the creature it's inscribed on, or the durability of the material it is inscribed on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's what makes up that shield.
Wow, that is cool.
That's quite the shield.
And the great news, the great news is that I only needed you to roll a 22 for this.
Nice.
You rolled a 29.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that helped you also learned these same runes and
nice.
The
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Nice. Sorry. It's a lot of chicken scratchage. I apologize.
You're good. Yeah. I was busy learning how messed up that ring was. buddy.
Okay, so, yeah, and you said you'll send like a copy of that later.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll,
Thank you.
After this episode, I'll add it to everyone's.
Thank sheet. You.
Dope. Okay. All
right.
And what's the next thing on her big list of stuff?
Just as a heads up, you guys going through all these runes has taken another 2 hours.
Okay.
Oh no, the dark hour is leaving me. I say petrified head, and then we can find...
There's still a sword.
Is there a sword? There's not a sword.
No.
No.
Oh, did I... Oh, my bad. I listened incorrectly.
All 30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Midnight.
My darkness is leaving us.
We still got like a few hours. Six hours.
We only have 2 more things. The fox fur trimmed cloth vest and the petrified head.
Okay.
Because honestly...
That's wrong.
So like, what can we get done with the vest? Well, yeah.
I guess we could just investigate it regularly, right? Because there's no rooms. Do you want to help or do you want to do highest?
We'll do the highest.
Sure. We'll do highest.
Well, yeah. All right. It's the vest. I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. I got a 20.
Oh, then I won't bother rolling.
It's just the vest.
I wasted a roll on that.
Actually, you do. It looks like fox fur. Your experience with your uncle. Mm-hmm. You know that it's dugong fur.
Wow.
No, like.
Oh.
Someone
killed.
Someone skinned.
No. That's terrible.
All right, y'all. So
we're leaving the vest.
We're not taking this.
We're
with
just
us.
Gonna let someone else wear this around.
I'm gonna rip it up.
That's probably disrespectful to the person who's skinned.
We're just not gonna take this.
And now
bury this or something.
Should we bury
this?
This
is kind
of messed up. This is messed up.
You guys gonna bury something?
No.
Can we, I don't know.
And now...
I just don't want to be seen wearing this.
Moment of
I
silence.
I don't want anyone to think that I had something to do with this.
Seems like Ziamaris's handprints are all over this place.
No!
Okay, the bejeweled skull.
I wonder, is it one of those things where someone has to wear it for it to do anything? I'm just gonna put it on real quick.
Okay.
We take it off. Nothing. Cool. Nothing. And on to the petrified head.
Petrified head.
Wow. With a straight trash over here.
Ooh, 7 plus.
Nope. I rolled a 4.
Wow, we wasted the 20 on the vest.
I felt so stupid.
Well, at least we didn't wear it.
The face, the face of the head looks like they're in immense pain.
Oh.
So you think those...
Well, those diamonds are huge.
Oh. Can we roll like an insight or perception on the diamonds themselves?
Sure.
To see...
Dude, would I recognize this is the same dugong that got skinned? Like, I don't know. Perfect.
So you're rolling for insight on the diamonds?
In 8.
That, I gotta be real, that nat 20 streak really came back to bite me.
I got an 8.
And I'm not helpful. I am. We're insight.
Yeah. They look like really dope diamonds.
Okay.
Ice.
I
had
say,
a lot of blizzard. Sorry.
Honestly, we already have enough stuff. I'm cool leaving the best in the head.
I'm also okay.
I'm really worried because Derek put a head in there. Normally that's like useful, but I don't
each
know.
Each one of the diamonds are big enough to be worth 40 gold each.
40 gold. Not
they're
worth
in
it.
A man's head.
Not worth
they're
it.
They're in a man's head.
They're on.
100 gold each.
No.
Are you testing your morality?
I'm not gonna take that. That's asking for trouble. The thing is, I already feel compromised taking all of this stuff.
You're right. We're stealing the cat beast person's stuff right now.
Hey, you know about this?
Can we go back and ask?
No, what's this?
They seem friendly.
They think we're best friends.
They do.
They think.
You two.
Because you rolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think both of them.
No, that's fair. I'm not.
Oh,
that
we're best friends with them, or just best friends?
Yeah, that's your best friends with them.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They're part of the bound. They're part of the group. Whenever they're fighting, the bound music plays.
That's funny.
I feel so bad for them. Right. I'm going to get you out of there. You don't belong in there.
Do we want to divvy up the stuff?
Yeah.
See who carries what?
I'll carry the steel ring with black pearl.
That's fair.
Can I carry the ring with runes? I'm not going to wear it.
The shield?
The binding one or the...
I was going to ask if you wanted the shield because it has a lot of stuff that you could just use.
No, you're right.
Because you are... You've been taking hits.
I'm fragile.
You've been taking L's, my guy. Okay. Also, you have, like, since you have, like, a... Like, it's a shield and you have, like,
The spear?
The spear?
The glaive. No, you're right.
I don't know everything that this room does.
You do know everything that
we do. I was going to take the fine steel room.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one that we runes.
I was like that. I was going to wear it. I was going to hold on to it, though.
Okay.
Only because we don't know what it does.
Can Ivan make a connection that the ring is definitely... Because, like, you mentioned claws were used to, like, embed the runes. Can Ivan make that distinction, that correlation?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Then I relay that correlation to you as, like, maybe you want to take this ring and ask about it to the spirit. Not a spirit. We don't know if it's a spirit. I'm sorry. But to ask...
It's a spirit, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. To ask Sitar... If that's his name, if I'm not...
Satan?
Satan?
Yeah, Satan.
Satan? To ask...
Or that's the name that it told you guys.
That's their preferred name. That's their preferred name. I don't know what their true name is. That's not my business.
To ask them about it, because it seems like it's theirs.
Okay.
This stuff seems like it's theirs.
At least ask about that petrified head.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We can ask.
We'll ask. Well, we got the border.
Yeah, I'm out of sight.
You guys would have to step in there. To ask it. Because remember, you can't, like...
Let's not go back.
We'll not go back. Fair enough. We'll come back later.
We'll come back later. It looked really sad. Okay. So you said you want to give me the shield?
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I wrote the paper. This is out of ink.
What was the name of the shield? Oof. Or I guess it didn't have a name.
Wooden shield with ornate silver runes.
Ivan and Leonis. And I will take this rune.
You want to take the cup too?
I'll take the cup. I was interested in the cup. I was assuming that we were always going to take the cup and refill something.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you hold it though.
Yeah. I hold it.
And now the gold.
You just want to split that just straight up?
No. We have debts.
Oh, you're right. Ivan does not know about any of these debts. You guys have debts?
You're right. We owe a lot of money to your community service.
You guys have community service for what?
What do you mean for what? There's a whole monster that we got blamed for.
See, if you guys got those diamonds out of that head, you guys will be able to start paying off your debt.
I'm not going
to
take that.
We already did. There's not that much. It's only 5 gold. It's 10 gold here.
It's six, like $5.99.
It's like $5.99.99.
Oh, that's fair.
But 100... You'll be set for the rest of your time at the school.
No, okay. Let's move on. Derek's trying to talk us into something.
okay.
Because I want to see narratively where Derek's going with this, and we need to leave this area so I don't give in to that desire.
No, you're right.
Could you hold the gold? Only because...
I'll hold the gold.
Okay.
Hold the gold, please.
You'll hold the gold.
Hold the gold.
So where are you guys going next?
I want to go up to see what that A marker is about. Which is, realistically, this might be... our only chance of seeing what these letters mean, because let me see, where's the next closest letter? The next closest letter is E, and who knows if we die by then. So I'd like to investigate and see.
Who knows if we get ganked?
So you guys are heading from 12 to the A portion.
Do you guys, is that sound for
yeah.
everyone? Okay,
yeah.
Yes. I'm curious.
A trap.
So as you guys turn that corner, you hear the clicking of sort of like
a door or
like a hatch
or like a cage,
not a bow and arrow, a
crossbow
in place.
As we enter,
as you're like about to turn the corner.
Oof. Okay,
roll a perception, everyone, and then you're gonna roll a dexterity right after that.
So,
I have 8 for perception, and then dexterity.
Okay, so I got 17 for perception,
14 for perception.
I got a four for
11
dexterity.
For dex.
I have a natural 20 for dexterity.
Damn.
What happened?
No, me, I got a 5.
Okay, can I use hers and it help her?
No. What'd you get?
11 for dex. Okay. 14 for.
So. In a split second before it fires, you guys see that it's a giant crossbow loaded with seemingly a giant magical rune on the back, and it's shooting a fire spell at you guys.
Ooh, okay. What was the dexterity for? To see if we get hit?
Yeah. So what did you get?
Unnatural 20.
Okay, you're able to move back.
Y'all be easy though.
I got a 4.
11.
You guys both get hit.
The way it goes, huh?
Let's roll.
You never get any good hits unless they help yourself, huh? Really selfish. You know what I'm saying? We're noticing a pattern.
I'm sorry.
But you're cool.
Okay, this is 19d6.
Dang.
So we went to A, and the only one who didn't get hit.
A for assassinated.
No.
I would say obliterated by my attack in A.
Curiosity does kill the cat.
Wait a second.
Can I howl?
No, I do. Again? Do I get dexterity? No, that's just
a howl in my closet.
I've been listening to that song a lot for Halloween. I mean, we're not filming this during October. Shut up.
Yeah, it's June.
Boom.
So, you guys take some damage.
Okay. How much?
11.
Dang. God. Good thing we healed up a little before.
I think you're at 1 HP.
And you're on fire.
No, we got
and on fire.
No, I think we got our HP because we had a long rest.
Yeah, but it's like you took 11.
Oh, no, but I thought I'm on Mia.
Oh, Mia takes 11? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
that's
always
great for you.
I'm sorry.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Mia's on fire, which means by transitive property,
you're
now
on fire.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in a swamp.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to roll in this swamp. Swamp roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. Stopping, I'm dropping, and I'm rolling.
It easily puts the fire out.
Okay. Cool.
Is that thing looks like it's about to click boom again?
Yeah.
All right. Can we
quickly escape?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Now you have good deck, so you can relay information. Put yourself on fire for once.
Was that it? Did we do the thing? Can we go?
Yeah, it was only that. That's the thing is, all those letters are...
They're boobies?
Essentially.
Are you going to tell really? Us that now?
Oh.
Thanks.
You were trying to kill me off.
You guys didn't discover it first.
A light from the moth.
I was trying to be curious.
Go.
I was trying to be adventure-y.
Let's head back. Is there nothing else other than a booby trap?
Yeah, it's just...
Wow.
We already got the loot, Joe Smine.
Okay.
So while you're ahead.
Let's go.
Okay. We have...
wasting night time.
No, I'm sorry.
We're burning moon.
Oh, is that what that is?
Since you guys already went to 12, and you guys know you guys aren't going to 10, you guys are going to go ahead and head to 19.
Head to 19.
Because what choice? What choice
we
do you have?
We don't have any choices.
That's where we will end the chapter for today.